So we're holding celebration of Zion. So we saw Sefer Aleph from holding the Mishaburas on Sefer Aleph.
Sanford.
So I'm going to ask you to please not interrupt the show, okay?
Yes.
Thank you. So we're holding Mishaburas of Kut and Zion. Mavarach Shasa Nisim. Kasa Magad Ram Lachar Mash from the Davka Hanuk, the Mekadem Shaniker Hanes Betechamaka. That you can look at the place, and there's some element of the place was specifically involved in the nes itself. Okay. Pirush Shabiroi Seinu Mabras Hayam Niskarim Anatun Shamayim Elu Nechsel Gzarim. We see the place. There's water there. We know where it splits, and we say, "Wow! You look at this place, and this is a place where water splits, and there's water there now." Okay. Miyardan Hoya Nes Mamayim Gufa Kileksi Bekrot. So the water itself, is we're seeing the water, I mean, it's different water, but for our purposes, this is the body of water, and the body of water, there's something which happened to it. We see the stones. Okay? So that's when you make the brach. But if you don't see such a thing, for example, Ben Boena was Samach Lushalayim. Shekar Shom Neis Beis Melchemas and Cherev Shiotz Malach Hashem Hemis Kolamachim. Tremendous Neis, the army encamped hundreds of thousands of people, and they all die in one night. And we walk something. We walk through where that camp was. Let's see if I have a Masar where that is. So Ein Mevorchem Al Kigoyin Zeh Shasa Nisim. You wouldn't say this Baruch of Shasa Nisim B'Makam Aseh. Shein on Neis Nikr B'Soit Mitech HaMakam. Okay, but you don't look at the place and have any indication that about the Neis by doing so. Pirish Alva Gav She'efshar L'Chavin Makam Shanasi. Even though we know where it is, Alva Bekein Ein on Neis Nikr Shrei L'Begufa Adam Anas Neis. Okay, that's what Magen Rambam says.
However, something Gashmi is there that was involved.
Right.
A rock, water, or something.
Miu al Nei Shaloi, Pil Ein Nikr B'Techa, Mokim Kol Shemigil, Mokim Shasham, Kora HaNeis B'Vorim. There's another bracha later on, Shasali Neis Mokim is that. That bracha, which is not a bracha, Mitzad, the Nisim, which took place to Klaiso once upon a time, it's talking about the person's personal Neis. So he makes a bracha on where it took place, even though there's nothing in the place itself with was involved in the nes per se. Okay.
So we're saying that individual has the right to say this was a nes for me.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see some criteria. Yeah, but okay. So now this bracha is said with Shem Malchus. So he said, this bracha and other brachas of ri'iyah, of seeing something, Mishaburuch has, and he's currently a simon she'achazeh, which will be in the next simon. We say them before, Skar Shem Malchus. Petrach Lemer Nami, Atov Elokeinu, Kumar Bashar Brachas, Kumar. It's a full bracha, with all of the fullness of a bracha. Okay. Sif Beis. So these were nisim which we mentioned, which was done to all of Klai Yisrael. Let's say it was done to a portion of Klai Yisrael. If it wasn't done to all of Klai Yisrael or the Reb of Klai Yisrael, even though there was a whole shevet possibly who was involved in it, so ein mevorach in love. We don't make a bracha on it. So Mishabura says ein mevorach in love. But the people who were directly involved in the nes would make the bracha, and we see there's a bracha person makes a nes which happened to a person's parents, right? So, but not the bracha with that Klai Yisrael is going to make a bracha on that place. That's only a nes which is done to arrive at Klai Yisrael. Okay.
So when it goes into the base of Mikdash where there's a Sarinism, what is that for?
Right. It's according to these this criteria.
An individual will make it.
those weren't nisim which were hatzola. These are basically nisim of hatzola that we're talking about. You know, that there was some element of danger and where a person was saved.
Okay.
So we're taking Kadosh Baruch Hu that he, you know, there's element of Hedoah in a certain sense. The Russian made an ace for Klai Yisrael to protect them and save them. Right? Gimel, kol elo hadavarim neinim elo kasharosa mishloshim yom l'shoshim yom bozhem chaber kamoi b'pam rishon. It's only if you have a 30-day lapse from the last time you saw it. I go by there every day. I don't make a bracha once the first time that I see it, and that's it. I don't make a bracha again. Now, shloshim yom is it mishbura? How do you define shloshim yom? Yiral b'shoshim yom chutz miyom shorav v'chutz miyom shemim b'yata. So 30 days means 30 to 32 days. The day that you saw it last, 30 days later, and now this is the day after that. Okay. So the Shartian says, why is that? Because the Magen Avraham raises question, we're not sure how to explain the 30 days. This is the most chumra de gashita, the definition of 30 days, or the most gula de gashita, everyone will say it. So now, according to this opinion, if you don't have this, it's not been long enough. So some brachas l'hakol. And once it's been more than 30 days, so then they're chiyuv. Vos heim b'kad l'chein aser b'chas l'batola. Beforehand, it's not a rishus, it's aser. So Shartzian and Dal points out, he's coming lafuke. There's a raya which holds that even you're not mechuyuv term, 30 days is for chiyuv. Less than 30 days, you have a heter, which is not mechuyuv. So he says, no. Less than 30 days, you don't have a heter at all. It's aser. Okay. There are certain brachas which we say multiple times. We don't wait 30 days. Person makes a bracha. We'll see. Person makes a bracha and thunder. And lightning, he doesn't need to wait 30 days until he sees it again to make a bracha. So why we're here, do we have to wait 30 days? Shavuach b'chol pam afilu b'beyon. Highly of a simanish zayin, simanish chum zayin. The host says, "Like the mishavur, the shani hosam." Shavuach ar-ra'amim v'zikim chadashim. The answer is because this is a new, what you're making bracha is new thunder, or new lightning, or a new smell of psamim. Kolkin v'chaz b'sabayis shavuach ar-reach chadash and noyde tamid. You're making bracha on this new smell, which is just coming out now. You're not saying, "Well, once upon a time there was smell here like 2 days ago." I'm making bracha on that. But over here, Mashen ken hachash lo nischad shum dabar mizman sheberich. We're making bracha on the place. The place isn't new; it's the same old place. Mm-hmm. So say, yeah. But if you haven't seen it 30 days, you react to the seeing the place in a more significant way. Okay, but it's been less than 30 days. So I don't react in the same way. So I'm not chayvin a bracha. Okay, since it's been there's nothing new in the item itself. Therefore, you can only make a new bracha if there's been a long passage of time, which Chazal says that to be 30 days. So there's a nice piece on the Aruch HaShulchan over here with some nice additional quotes. It says that the similar davar is, the point is it has to be new. Yeah, a month has passed. So the Chodesh has passed. The Chodesh is the language of Chodesh. So we see there's certain elements of renewal which take place every 30 days. So that's why we gave the share of 30 days being the calculation. Okay. Fine. Dalit. Six Dalit. Haroyim Mokim Shanasa Nes Liyachid Enem Avorch. So if this was not a nace which happened to the main body of Klai Yisrael or a rite of Klai Yisrael, it happened to an individual person. So that person is very dear to me. I don't make a bracha on it. Even so, I don't make a bracha on it. Abu Atzam Mavorach Shasali Nace Mamakam Azet. But the individual himself who was saved will make a bracha. And Bukhal Yotze Yerech Gam Kim Mavorach Shasal Nace La'avi B'Mamakam Azet. And his Yotze Yerech. We have to define how many generations do you go? So, how long his children for sure make the bracha? What about his great great grandchildren. Like, when, where is there a cutoff point in time? So see, Mishnah Berurah. Shenasa neis liyachid. The karmav orba sepeis. The chol zman shel nasa neis the rabbi yisrael kiyachid in inole. And anything which is less than the majority of Klal Yisrael is called individual nisim, which took place to individual people. So they don't, all of Klal Yisrael does not make a bracha. Avol hu atzam of the person himself. Hanukkah shekaisa megiyah sham achar shekar lo nes. He came back, comes back to the same place where the nes took place. Okay. We pam rishana ve'elach enam b'vorach kashem megiyah sham elam kain over shloshim yoyim bracha rishana kisep kibul. Person, the nes happens and he was saved. The first time he comes back, he makes a bracha. He was 2 days later. No, you make a bracha. But then the 30-day calculation starts kicks into place. If he hasn't seen it in 30 days since then, he'll make a new bracha. If not, he won't. Okay. I'm a rabbi shechriya. This bracha applies to the child and the grandchild.
What you're saying, first he makes the bracha when the miracle happens, and then if he comes back.
No.
Again, only 2 days later he makes the bracha.
I did not say that. I said the nace happened. So the first time he comes back afterwards, he makes a bracha.
First time he comes back.
Then.
He makes shasun nace. And then only if he comes back 30 or more days.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. So now,
thank you.
This, you're welcome. So this applies to his child and his grandchild. Zakti Mishtabura, Ben Shinol the Kurdam Shakara Nes, Ben Shinol the Lachamri King, Mishum Kabaravim. So the child is, why are the generations to come making the bracha? So if they only came into being after the nace, that means Reuben's life was in danger, mm-hmm. and his life was saved. Then 3 years later, he gets married and has a child. So all of the subsequent generations say, "Listen, you know, if the nace wouldn't happen, we wouldn't be here." So, A, it should apply to multiple generations, and B, it should only apply to somebody who was born afterwards. But Zakhtar is saying no. If you tell me that the bracha applies to only the first two generations, A, and B applies even to people who were born beforehand, the answer is the reason why you make the bracha is not because the individual who's making the bracha is saying, I wouldn't have been here otherwise, because it's a bracha because of Kavod Aviyim. In honor of the Karsha Toiv that their father, which they are want to give, they think is very valuable, that he lived, we want to make this bracha. So that we put upon the next two generations. But that much is true, that if somebody was, that this multi-generational situation where he's many generations afterwards, but he was born from somebody who was only born after the nace. So this great grandchild is only here because of that nace. So then he's a partner in the nace. He'll make a problem. Shosel nace lavi. That would be that's what the son would say. Umiben haben ve'elich mevorach shasa neis la'avisai or la'avi abba. So he would say either la'avisai or avi abba, and that would be the correct way to say the bracha. The Sharetzin over here says, so I said that the scenario is that you come back, you make a shasanes. So Tzvi asked, what about you make the bracha right away? The bracha you make right away actually is not shasanes, it's gomel. The bracha which is the response to the nes is, well, Barsham, thank you for making a nes for me. The bracha is bracha gomel. That's what Chazar Masakin is, response to the nes itself. But later on, when that person comes back after the nes, he's already said a gaimel. He's not thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for saving him. He's talking about the fact that there was an ace. And that's an ongoing chiyuv. That only starts the first time he comes back. So the Sharetzion involved points that out. B'shas neis kufa ein sarkel baruch birchas shos anisim. Lo niskin abroch v'zeh el birchas a gaimel. There the broch is a gaimel. Kim v'sim v'shachas, which is the next simon. Chem revor b'shid v'kubetzis. Parm v'shar v'mikri k'shachoyz v'magiyah sham achar shakar l'anis. The first time you make a bracha is talking about when the person comes back, not while he's there during the nace. Okay. Fine. I think the other point in the Shaar Tzion, we can leave. 1 second. The Bir Halach over here says Chol Yotzei Reicho. Now the Gemara talks about Shasaneis La'avi B'Makom Hazeh. So the Bir Halach Pasha Di Menasin Neis Le'imoi or Le'emimoi. He can't come over Shasaneis Neis Le'imi or Le'emimi. The Gamza Pasha. The Zulas Yotzei Reicho Ein Shum Echad Rishal Lebarach Anes Le'idoch. Fila Bala Lishto Isha Bala. So father, his son was saved. The father was trying to curse the time. That's not the bracha shasanis. Nes was when this girl's covered via else the fact that they wouldn't be here otherwise. It doesn't apply for the father to the son or the husband to the wife or wife to the husband, etc. Okay, let's hold it here.